you have heard him on the Brad Davis radio broadcast, and we thought we would get him in studio today just to talk about his business, and that is Vinny Aspromonte. Vinny, welcome to Front and Center.
Hi, Dan. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And, of course, you own Aris Healthy Home Care Concierge. How do you pronounce the last name?
Well, it's Aris, formerly Electrolux, the vacuum company. But we go by, our tagline is Aris, the healthy home experts. And I like to tell our customers we are your healthy home concierge because we do business the old-fashioned way, face-to-face, in your own home, with free pickup and free delivery for as long as you own our products. Or you can come into our store, either way. But we're old-fashioned that way. We go out and take care of you right in your own home.
So how did you get started in this business?
Well, I started in 1989. I was in between my junior and senior year of college, and I was looking for something to do other than the family business I did every summer, which was working a delicatessen. And my dad owned it, my uncle ran it, and all my uncle did was scream at me all day long, and I didn't want to do that with my last summer before the real world. So I answered an ad in the paper, and it said average college student made $320 a week last year. And I called up, and on the phone, they made it sound real interesting. They said it was Electrolux, and I scheduled an interview, and my mom was on the other extension. As soon as I hung up, she said, "You're not going to that. That's vacuum cleaners. It's door-to-door sales." So being a good Catholic Italian boy, I didn't go to the interview. So then I continued looking through the want ads, and I saw another ad, college students last year, average $300-and-some-odd a week, apply at the Nassau Coliseum, the Marriott by Nassau Coliseum on Long Island, and just show up at 12 noon on a particular day. And I showed up there with standing room only of college students. And they told me after about 20 minutes of the gentleman running the session that it was Electrolux. I kind of laughed to myself, and I went home and told my folks, if they call me, it's one summer. I'm going to graduate college. I was studying in accounting. I have a degree in accounting.
Where were you going? Where were you going to school?
I went to Marist.
Okay.
And, you know, my plans of becoming a tax attorney, maybe, and in the accounting field. I said, don't worry, Mom and Dad. It's just one summer. How bad can it be? So they called me back, ended up taking the position that summer, almost quit two or three times because it was vacuum cleaners and it was door-to-door. But the alternative was going back to the deli. So I made a real simple decision that really changed my life. I said, you know what? I'm going to do everything they tell me to do, not question it, and it's only for one summer. I can just bear down, bite my lip, and just do it. And that made me successful. I ended up, you know, doing very well that summer. I went back to school, graduated with my degree, and I started to look for a real job, as people would say. And back then, the best offer in the accounting field was so low. I didn't want to have to travel from living with my parents on Long Island into New York City. It was like $25,000 a year to start. You take travel and taxes out of that. I was going to be broke. And again, being an Italian Catholic boy, I love my food. And sometimes Mom says the eyes are bigger than the stomach. Well, my eyes were bigger than my wallet. I knew I wanted to be successful someday, somehow, didn't know how or where. I knew I wanted to make a lot of money and have the nicer things in life. And I had a good mentor at the company. His name was Ron DeSantis, and he sat me down one day. He knew I was on an interview for accounting, and he grabbed me by the cheek. He used to call everybody Booby. He said, come in my office. And he said, tell me what you want, kid. And I started just saying, you know, I want to make a lot of money. You know what? I want to have a Mercedes like you do someday, Ron. I want to wear a Rolex someday. I want to have that Hartman briefcase. I said, I guess I want to be like you, Ron. And he laughed. And he said, well, show me what you could do this summer. I need a manager in this office over here. And the end of the summer came, and true to his word, I did a good job. He promoted me. I was 22 years old, into running an office for the company, in charge of hiring, training new salespeople, and inventory control, and the service department, the whole gamut. And did that for about a year. And I was getting married, and I was actually doing the best job in Ron's division on Long Island at the time, being a rookie manager. I was number one, beating all the veterans.
Wow.
And he actually told me before my wedding, and I was so angry at him, he said, you know, I think it might be good if you take a step back. And I was shocked by that, and I hated him for so long. Maybe it's too strong of a word. I disliked him.
Right.
And I got married, came back from my honeymoon, and I started salesman again, assistant manager, helping the manager hire, you know, train new people, door-to-door vacuum sales. And I did a good job, and 2 years later, they offered me another office and went into that office, and same success as a manager. And then the company approached me. This was 1995, the end of 95. They wanted to move me to a division. Division manager ran a group of stores and helped the managers manage the business better for the company. And the first offer I declined because they took my wife and I out to dinner to Peter Luger's on Long Island. And about midnight, they got around to saying, well, we want an answer by 7 a.m. We want to move you to Connecticut from New York. And it just didn't feel right. So my wife and I talked about it and decided it wasn't enough time. So a little bit later on in December, they approached me again. And they said, well, we want to move you to a different part of Connecticut, but take your time. Go explore the area. So they actually wanted to put me in West Springfield. Mm-hmm. And we went up to the area. Wasn't really enamored with the West Springfield area. So I said to them, well, how about Hartford? You know, how about that office being my base office? And they said, okay. So January 96, I moved up here, left my wife at home with our young son, and she was pregnant again. They stayed there for a few months, finally brought them up in middle March or April of 96, and we've been in Connecticut ever since. So long story short, this has been a summer job that's gone on now for 27 years. And the company has changed from when I first started. The history of the company, we started as Electrolux, and Electrolux actually had two operations, a U.S. operation, or North American, and European. And they became two independent companies in the late 20s. And we became famous here in the U.S. for our vacuum cleaner. That's the only appliance we did for your home. The factory was in Greenwich, Connecticut, up until 1970. So there's many people in the lower part of the state that had aunts and uncles and grandparents and moms and dads that worked in our factory. And they moved it to a state-of-the-art facility in Bristol, Virginia in 1970. And, you know, we were owned by Sara Lee for about 35 years. We were their cash cow. They would just take millions, almost $50 million a year profit from our company and buy other companies, but not reinvest into us. And then the company changed hands a couple of times after that. And then our new CEO, who's a Connecticut native, his name's Joe Urso, born and raised down in Fairfield County, he came on board in 98 and acquired the company from Sara Lee and the banks. And the industry as a whole was slumping at the time, and we were one-dimensional vacuum cleaner sales. Although it was the best vacuum cleaner money can buy, and I don't say that because I'm biased, right. It truly is.
It was made in the United States?
It still is. Right now in Bristol, Virginia. But what happened was he looked at the history of the company, and way back in the 1930s, our vacuum cleaner box said vacuum and air purifier. It was way ahead of its time, right, because it filtered and trapped the particles so well, they would tell consumers back then, run it in the middle of your living room and it'll clean the dust out of your air. So he looked at the history of the company and where things were in the industry being flat, and he decided to experiment with becoming an air purification company in addition to vacuum cleaners. Lo and behold, that led us to the new name Aris, which a lot of people don't know. We actually sold the name Electrolux back to the European company, who wanted it back for years because of the reputation we built in it. But today, it's very confusing to the consumer. If they're looking for an Electrolux vacuum cleaner and they do that online, they're not getting us. I say the right church, wrong pew. Okay, it's not what they owned before. Right. It's not what their mom and grandmother owned. They have to search for us under our new name, which is Aris, and that's spelled A-E-R-U-S like Sam. So we're now Aris. We're the healthy home experts. We not only have the floor care that we've been doing since 1924, almost 100 years, coming up soon. We now have a full line of air purification products for home and businesses. And our first air purification products were so unique, they earned an FDA medical device rating. They were registered as a medical device because they were the most efficient air cleaner at the time. And we've since increased our technology. We actually made a strategic acquisition in 2009 of a company that co-developed a technology called ActivePure that they co-developed with NASA for use on the International Space Station. And what this ActivePure technology does, it's taken us since 2009 till up to about a year ago to do case studies in homes and hospitals, daycares, sports facilities. The technology is used at the Ground Zero Museum they built in Manhattan because it's so unique. What it does is it actually kills all the air and surface germs. There's no other technology like it, and it's completely safe for children and pets. It actually just uses the hydrogen and oxygen already in the air and converts it into these powerful oxidizers that just obliterate everything, I mean, including E. coli, MRSA, norovirus, common cold, mold, fungi, you name it. Mm-hmm. And it's for home or commercial application. And that's our newest technology. It's taken us all that time to get the case studies and work it into our product line now. So we've got the vacuums, we've got the air purification for your home or business, and then we also take care of the water that you drink. So anything that has to do with a healthy home or healthy indoor environment, that's what we do now at Aris, formerly Electrolux, the Healthy Home Experts. And I happen to own three locations now, West Hartford, which is my main office, Meriden, and Waterbury. And how that came about, when we changed hands in 98, and we decided to change the name after going through our tests and trials with the air purification, the owner, Joe Urso, said, I need to unleash the power of the people within this organization. And it took a number of years, but in 2003, at the conclusion of the name change, he decided to take all of our locations, about 500 of them in North America, and franchise them. They did it in 8 weeks.
Wow.
They franchised all the locations that were company-owned, and they really did provide a great opportunity before, but now as a business owner, it was even more enhanced. So I went from starting out as a door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesman, worked my way up to assistant management, division management, to now a multi-location franchise owner and a division franchise director for the company. And I also handle commercial sales for North America. I deal with a lot of hotels, the Best Western chain, the Holiday Inn chain. I attend their conventions and exhibit our products there. Also handle large companies, retail companies that use our vacuum cleaners to clean their stores. The Van Heusen Company, they own Calvin Klein and Izod and Jeffrey Bean. Those are some of their divisions. And the Avenue stores, that's another one of my clients. Also Brookstone, if you go into a Brookstone in an airport or a mall, their vacuum cleaner that they're using comes from good old Vinny over in West Hartford. Nationwide. So it's been an interesting career. It's been more than I could have ever expected, financially rewarding. My wife, because of this, has been able to live at home, stay at home and raise our three kids who are 15 and 20 and 22 now, and she hasn't worked outside the home since 1993. That's what this opportunity has done for me.
What a great story. We're talking with Vinny Aspromonte here on Front and Center. By the way, just rewind a bit to that first summer when you're selling door to door. What did you learn from that experience that you're using today?
Well, I learned how to have some more self-confidence. I was somewhat of an introvert that first summer. Again, being brought up as a Catholic Italian boy, don't go where you're not wanted. Don't talk to strangers. All the things meant to protect you in childhood, you have to throw out the window when you become an adult. And if you want to be successful, I had to talk to strangers. I had to go where I wasn't wanted or invited. And I had to basically use my smile and personality and just explain to them, hey, I'm a college student. This is how the company advertised. I get paid $25 just for you to take a look at the vacuum cleaner, Dan. And I know you already have one and you don't want one because you would have called the office and there was no message. But this is how I'm getting myself through college. I get $25 just for you to try it and take a look at it. And people will say, all right, but I'm not buying anything. And they let me into their home and I show them our vacuum cleaner. And the vacuum cleaner really is a better salesman than I am or anyone working for the company. And lo and behold, the company averages held true. One out of every three people that I showed the vacuum to said, you know what, kid, I like that vacuum and I'll buy it from you today. And I can't tell you how many times I was offered jobs by people said, you know, I need a young go-getter like you. So I learned how to be more self-confident, more outgoing, how to sell myself, how to talk to people, how to listen to them. You know, that's the first rule of sales is listen to the consumer and then use that information to help show why they should own your product. What are the features? What are the benefits of those features? And it's just been, fabulous career.
What does it take today to be a good salesperson?
Well, I live by two simple rules, and I try to tell all my guys. When you're basically the caretaker of a group of customers. You don't own the customers. I don't own the customers as a franchisee, but you're the caretaker of those people. And do what you say and say what say what you do. If you have an appointment with a customer and you're running late, give them a courtesy call, within that time frame that you said you're going to be there. Don't wait till after that time frame or the next day. Call them up, say, hey, I'm running a little bit late. that will go so far. And if you make a promise to them you're going to do something or get them something, you do it. If you just do those two simple things, you will develop a loyal customer following. And that happened to me, you know, after moving from New York to Connecticut. I worked 89 through 95 in New York. I had customers that refused to deal with any office on Long Island or any salesperson because I always took care of them so well and they liked me so much. They'd call me here in Connecticut and say, I want what I need from you. And you develop that. I mean, you know you're getting old or long in the tooth when you have second and now third generation family members that you're dealing with. I have a very loyal customer following out there, and it's just simple rules. Just I take care of them the way I'd want to be taken care of, and I treat them with respect. I treat their home with respect.
Integrity.
Integrity. You have to have integrity, and you have to be willing to work hard. You know, we still, door-to-door still works. We don't really do it much today. Parts of the country do more than others.
What is the secret of door-to-door for a salesperson in order to get in and at least demonstrate the product?
Well, it's just you have to basically come across that you really are not looking to sell anything because you're not. A direct sales company, for those who don't know, they manufacture and sell the product direct to the public. As opposed to a retailer, they manufacture, they advertise the heck out of it on TV, and then they have a minimum wage clerk in a store that you go up to that may not even know much about the product, and you buy it off the shelf. Well, all the money in a retail in those companies goes into their advertising. In a direct sales company like this, all the money goes into the product and the people and providing an opportunity and a lifestyle that we like to call it uncommon. It's uncommon, the type of opportunity for income and freedom to be your own boss that you have with our company. And most people, they can't take that freedom. You give them an inch and, you know, they hang themselves. But we don't punch a clock. The people who work for me don't punch a clock. So you have to have some time management skills, the integrity. You've got to work hard. And if you're going to be door-to-door, you just have to say, hey, I just get credit to get your opinion. You know, and understand that the law of averages will work in your favor. Just to use simple mathematics, if the average is one out of every four showings equates to an order, and let's say you made $100 on that order, well, did you make $100 on that order, or did you make $25 each time you showed it? That's how you have to look at it. When you understand that, the fundamentals, and you don't come across as trying to be a salesperson, but just an advertiser, I just want to make you aware, Dan, of these products and services that are not advertised on the Internet or advertised on TV. That's the secret right there. You don't come across as a salesperson, but just someone that's advertising and looking for opinions.
By the way, you have three websites. How about sharing those with our audience?
Yeah, the main website is arishome.com/West Hartford, as all one word. And I'll spell out Aris. Again, Aris is A-E-R-U-S like Sam, arishome.com/West Hartford, all one word. You'll get to my main website that has basically three sections, the air section, the water section, and the vacuum cleaner section. We've now done something, it's very hard in our business, but we've now started to experiment. All of our websites are portholes off the company's main site. So when you go to that site using the /West Hartford, you'll see my information come up, my location, but you can now shop online for some basic needs for your vacuum cleaner or air purifier, like filters and bags and cleaning solutions. We don't have all of our aftermarket products available there, but I encourage the people listening today, if they're a customer of ours or a customer of mine and you'd like to order online, maybe you don't want someone coming to the home, you have that option to order online now, which you didn't have before. I have my own theories on the Internet. It's great for convenience in one's life, but as a small business owner and someone in our business, direct sales, it's probably the worst thing that you could have. When people don't shop local, they just hurt the local community. They hurt local main streets. They hurt the tax base because they're not paying sales tax on Internet sales in almost all occasions. And then you lose company and people like myself that provide you services to your home, which is, you know, eventually if that's all gone, I think people will miss it and it'll make a resurgence. But the Internet, as good as it is, it's also bad for small businesses.
Yeah, I can understand that. But what impresses me is not only your hard work ethic, but the diversity in your products. I mean, you mentioned the vacuum cleaners, you mentioned the heaters, the air purifiers, all of that, which leads to a healthy home care environment. Right?
Correct. And yeah, so the other websites, just to go back to answer your question, so that's the main site,
okay.
The arishome.com/West Hartford. Then we have beyondbyaris.com/West Hartford, excuse me, had to think about that a second, and that'll get you to our NASA air purification technology, the Active Pure, all those products for your home or your business. We have room units. We have units that do almost your whole house. And then we have units that go into your forced hot air heating and cooling system that could be put into an existing home or put into a new construction home. So go to beyondbyaris.com/West Hartford and learn all about our air purification if you have concerns. And air purification, Dan, is not just for people who have asthma or allergies. That's a misconception. Indoor air is one of the top five environmental health risks of our time, and that's a statistic from the EPA. I'm not making that up. No. The company's not telling me to say that. And if you look on the EPA's website, they have a section called An Introduction to Indoor Air Quality, and their statement about long-term effects of breathing bad indoor air is lung cancer or other cancers, respiratory, heart disease, and they say it's prudent for every household in America to do something to improve their indoor air quality, even if they're completely healthy. It's kind of like someone who eats right and exercises and works out and diets. Just because you take that vitamin or workout today, if you don't feel better tomorrow, you don't stop. It's easier to prevent an illness than it is to cure. We all know that. And the air in your home is contaminated by the fact that it's energy efficient. It keeps all the contaminants inside, and you get contaminants from your carpet off gases, formaldehyde, your paints off gas. That's why they have low VOC paints now. Your hardwood floors, your cleaning products, all these things that we use in our daily lives and all the material we use to construct our homes become volatile organic chemicals, VOCs, that are bottled up in your home.
Wow.
And even though you may not have bad effects today, you are eventually going to have some type of health problem. So it's prudent to have an air purifier in your home.
We're out of time.
Wow.
We're going to have you back. We could do a show just on air purification. What do you say?
Absolutely, Dan. I'd love to come back.
Terrific. Vinny Aspromonte, our guest.